WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. We are broadcasting live this morning from the Fessenden House at the Dana Webster Inn in Sandwich, Massachusetts. We had our Phantoms and Folklore event here last night, getting ready for Halloween, and now Halloween is upon us, and we've got some spooky fun for you. We've got today's Fun Friday question brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. They are reopened, so stop by, get some hot dogs today, check out all the upgrades that they've made over there. I think, you know, a great idea would be to bring the kids there for something to eat before they go trick-or-treating, right? Because then hot dogs are quick and easy. Dee does all the work for you. She cooks them so you can just eat them real quick and then get out there and start looking for candy. And I like to, instead of saying trick-or-treat, I like to, you know, go the old Adam Sandler SNL weekend update route. I'm crazy, Mr. Pickle Nose. Now give me some candy. No, that doesn't work. Don't do that. Yeah. Be polite. But yes, Dee's Hot Dogs back open, and they are the proud sponsor of Fun Fridays here on the program. And today's Fun Friday question is already posted to the WBSM Facebook page, and we can take your calls. The producer went in and turned the phones back on for me, so we can take your calls now at 508-996-0500. But the question today, the Fun Friday question today, what was your best Halloween costume of all time? What was your best Halloween costume? Doesn't have to be the scariest, doesn't have to be the spookiest, doesn't have to be, you know, the most intense, but what did you like wearing? What did you like wearing for your Halloween costume? We'll get into some of that, too, coming up as we go forward, but let's see if we can take a phone call here. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. You asked about favorite costumes.
Yes.
Mine was 52 years ago. My wife and I were invited to a Halloween party. And my wife was 9 months pregnant. So she was dressed as a nun, and I went as a priest. And I'm telling you, it took the place down. It went nuts.
I was going to say, you probably got, yeah, a lot of funny looks and, I can imagine.
No. People knew me as a person that has a sense of humor. So they just started laughing when we walked in, you know. Really, really cool.
That's great. Did you take any photos?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Oh, I did, though. I won't even talk about that. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. Happy Halloween. And 508-996-0500. So one of the most innovative costumes, I'll say, definitely not appropriate, wasn't even appropriate in the 80s. And I didn't see this with my own eyes, but I heard my dad talking about it with my mom. I don't know if it was somebody he knew or what, but they had gone as a Chinese restaurant waiter, this person. And so what they did is they put on, you know, whatever, black pants and a Hawaiian shirt. You know, you go to the Kowloon or any of those old Polynesian palaces, they were always wearing like the Hawaiian shirt, black pants. And then this guy, I don't know, you know, if he did anything with his hair or if he put on a wig or anything. And then he put toothpicks in his eyes and made his eyes slanted, which, of course, is completely inappropriate. Even then, politically incorrect. But I remember hearing about that, and I was like, that's dedication, because that can't feel good. You know, and I don't mean like stuck him in his eyeballs, but like he used it to like push back his eyelids. And like that could, I think he just took one and broke it in half and used it too. But that could not have felt good. But apparently people after the costume and, you know, they can feel however they want to feel about themselves for laughing. But it's I thought it was at least an innovative way of doing it. You know, and now I have friends that do horror movie makeup. I have friends that do cosplay. So when I see some of the things that they put together for Halloween, I'm just like, I'm blown away. I was like, my favorite costume was when I was the Joker, when the Michael Keaton Batman movie came out. And I was a terrible Joker. I didn't look anything like the Joker. But it was like the first time I'd actually put work into making my own costume. And I was proud of it. Although every door I knocked on, they're like, and what are you supposed to be? I'm like, the villain from the biggest movie of the summer? You're supposed to be Viggo from Ghostbusters? No, not that one. It was very much not a good, not a well-done costume. But again, I was proud of myself because I did it all myself. 508-996-0500. That's today's Fun Friday question. What's your best Halloween costume ever? And we'll take those calls. We'll take your app chat messages. We'll take your posts on the WBSM Facebook page. We can also talk about some other things, of course, with the deadline looming for the SNAP benefits here, with benefits paid out tomorrow, supposed to be paid out tomorrow. People are starting to be concerned. Well, I mean, they've been concerned, but it doesn't look like there's anything happening on the horizon here. There was a lot of speculation yesterday that maybe, and it still could happen today, you know, it still could happen today that President Trump decides to tap into these reserves, this emergency fund, and say, you know what, we are going to fund SNAP for November. And that this is an intentional kind of dragging it out to play the hero role. And whatever, if that's what you want to do, fine, whatever, make sure that people can eat. But then the question becomes, what do you do if you then don't have a resolution to the shutdown before December? Because, well, one reserve that they would use wouldn't be enough to fund past November. There's another reserve that they could use that would probably get you through a couple of months. And that's why there's this lawsuit right now. A federal judge in Boston is trying to decide if they need to order the Trump administration to use those emergency reserves. And if this is an emergency, the judge said this appears to fall under the definition of an emergency. And so we'll see. But again, we're just going to keep doing our part here to talk about it, to bring you the resources that are out there. I can tell you that as of right now, we have a standing appointment on Monday morning to have the United Way of Greater New Bedford come in and talk about this with us in the 7 o'clock hour. The hope is that something happens that makes it so that that's not necessary. But if it is necessary, if this does go on and these benefits are not paid out, we will have that discussion for you on Monday morning. And also keep in mind, this makes it especially important to take part in our Hunger Heroes food drop coming up on November 15th. We're going to be outside of Aldi in Dartmouth collecting the canned goods and the non-perishables that go into making a Thanksgiving dinner. And then the United Way gets the turkeys right before Thanksgiving. And they have the volunteers and the folks who put all that together into those baskets, and then they hand those out. So we're just collecting all the items they're going to put in the basket with the turkeys. And you don't, we call it a food drop because you don't even need to get out of the car. Many times when we do these Hunger Hero food drops, we get, you know, some of the most bizarre weather, wind or rain or cold temperatures or whatever it may be. And so we don't even want you to have to get out of the car. You can just pull right up outside of Aldi. We'll all be there. The tents will be there. You just pull right up and we will take it out of your car. If it's in your trunk, if it's in your back seat, front seat, whatever, you can hand it to us over the window or just unlock the door. We'll open it and take it out. You don't have to even bother to get out of the car. Or if you don't have anything to donate yet and you want to pick something up, when you walk into Aldi, they'll have everything for you. They usually put it in an area over by the register, over near the restrooms. And so you can just grab some of those things. But we also will have lists, and we will have lots of volunteers there from the United Way. And usually our sister school comes and helps out. And so there'll be people who can actually, they actually will hand you a list as you're going into the store if you want to look for some of those items. And if you're still not 100% sure, just grab one of us. Grab me. I'll go in there and I'll go shopping with you, and we'll find the things that you want to pick up. And then all of that gets donated to families. They want to feed 1,000 families, and they're usually lucky enough to be able to go over that. So that'll be happening on November 15th from 10 to noon outside of Aldi in Dartmouth, and we hope to see you there. But the need becomes even more for those families, because if they are going to be struggling to find food, think about this, right? If this does continue and November is a struggle for people, and even if it looks like, you know, because it's the very end of the month this year, Thanksgiving. So even if they have money, even if they have benefits left, even if they have a way to feed themselves through November, they could be running short by the time you get to Thanksgiving, and certainly might not have enough money to put together a Thanksgiving meal. So we're able to do that for them. And then also the other part of that too is, if we do give them a Thanksgiving meal, you know how Thanksgiving goes. There's going to be leftovers. So it's not just a one-day thing. We're giving them days worth of food. Days worth of, you know, turkey sandwiches and turkey soup. And people who have gone without, and people who have been, you know, on the verge of hunger, they know how to make things last. They know how to stretch it out. And they know you can take a turkey and do a lot with it. You know, you get your Thanksgiving dinner off of it. You get your sandwiches off of it. The heater just kicked on here in the suite here. I will turn that off in a minute if it's distracting. But they have the sandwiches. Then they might make, you know, turkey soup, turkey croquettes. You boil down the carcass and you get every other little bit of meat off of it. And there's a lot you can do. There's a lot you can stretch that. So you're not just feeding a family for one day. You're feeding a family for many days by making these donations. Again, November 15th, 10 to noon, outside of Aldi in Dartmouth. We'll continue talking about this. We'll have the United Way come on and talk about it. I know that they're going to be on Town Square Sunday next week discussing it. And we'll also have all the information for you on our website, so that if you want to make a donation but you can't make it down there, there's ways to do that. Might be a financial donation. It might be going on Amazon and ordering something off the United Way's Amazon wish list, which then gets sent directly to their office. So lots of different ways to help, even if you're not local, or if you're busy that day and you can't actually come down to Aldi and make the drop-off. So 508-996-0500. That is my number here. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. Our Fun Friday question today is, what was your best Halloween costume? And Roger says, when I was a kid in the 1960s, cowboy. I think, you know, to this day, cowboy is still a pretty popular costume. Now, it might be that, you know, it's not so much the traditional cowboy. It might be, you know, Woody from Toy Story. But cowboy is still a very popular way, to dress up for Halloween. For me, I don't think I ever did the cowboy thing, for Halloween. But I did. There was a time period where I dressed as a cowboy. Not that I was, you know, thinking I was living the cowboy lifestyle. But a friend of mine had gone out to Las Vegas, a friend of the family, and he brought me back some cowboy boots when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And I wore those quite a bit. And then someone bought me the little fringe vest. So I wore that, and I was already wearing like flannel shirts. I didn't have a cowboy hat, but I was like, okay, I guess I'm a cowboy kind of dressed person. And then I went through a couple of days wearing those boots, and I said, how do they do this? My feet hurt so much from wearing those. How do they do this? But I don't know. Maybe cowboy feet are just built a little bit different. But now we have Boot Barn in Dartmouth, at the Dartmouth Mall. It's now open. So if you want to buy cowboy boots, if you want to buy your, if you want to buy your hats, your Western wear or work wear, it's not just a Western store. It's work wear too. Check it out. It's worth going in there and walking around. I went to the one in Plymouth when I found out that Boot Barn was coming to Dartmouth, and I was writing a story about it. I said, well, let me go see what this one's all about. And when I walked through it, I couldn't believe how much the boots and the hats cost. Those hats that cowboys wear, you know, $500, $700. And when you feel them, you're like, how can you wear this like out in the rain? But they do. I guess you just, you know, put some oil on it, and that makes it waterproof. But it's pretty impressive. I think if I was going to buy a hat, I don't know that I'd pay for a $700 hat, because I would just lose it. I would forget it. I would leave it behind somewhere or put something on it accidentally and crush it. Let's see. What time is it? Let's take another phone call here before we got to go to a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I don't know how the cowboys do it. I don't know what kind of comfort they get in those boots. Maybe they are very comfortable if you get the right ones, but I can't imagine them working in them. But best costume I ever had for Halloween was my boss. I worked for a boot builder. He gave me this peg leg that he made up, that you strapped it to your leg and you took your foot and you bent it back and you tied it to your belt and you wore a trench coat down a little further than that so you could kind of hide your leg and go as a pirate. I was 23 at the time. It wasn't so bad. I could never do it now. And even back then when I did it, you couldn't stay that way very long. It was kind of painful.
I was going to say,
It was all right for the entrance. So, you know, once you got inside, you had to take it off. It was just too much. But it did the job, and it looked good for a while anyways. But that was probably
The important thing is you walk into the party, and everybody's like, oh, wow, what a great costume. And then you can, like, take it off afterwards.
Yeah. What did you do to your leg? quite the sacrifice for a party. but that was probably the best I ever had. One I was going to do, I never did, was I was going to get some of those stilts that sheetrockers wear that make you look about 2 feet taller, and go and get a big hooded robe and go as a Grim Reaper. I think that would have been pretty scary with the sign in your hand, too, at the same time. But I probably would have tripped on that one, too. And would have been so good, but
unless you're really good at using those stilts, I wouldn't recommend trying to incorporate them into your costume.
You better practice that one a lot first. You know, those are the only two that I could have. The only one I did, and only other one I thought of. But those were my stories for the day. Keep up the good work, Jim. Take care.
All right, happy Halloween. Take it easy.
Thank you.
And so there's a guy who goes to like Rhode Island Comic Con and TerrorCon, and he dresses as a clown, and he actually has the stilts and he walks on the stilts and he's so good at it. And when he walks around, like he doesn't fall over, doesn't get in anybody's way. It's pretty awesome. So we are going to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to have the news, and then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. It won't have all the fancy production to it. It won't have all the music and all of that, but we'll talk about pop culture on this date, and we'll take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, your app chat messages on the WBSM app, and of course, you can answer our Fun Friday question on our Facebook page, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What was your best Halloween costume? So stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from the Fessenden House and the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich, Massachusetts, on beautiful Cape Cod on this kind of spooky-looking Halloween morning. Stick around.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Hey. Call 508-996-0500.
President Trump orders nuclear weapons testing. The government shutdown enters day 31. Dictionary.com's word of the year, and it's Halloween.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump has ordered the Department of War to begin testing nuclear weapons. Trump said it's due to the testing programs of other countries. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin successfully tested a nuclear-powered drone called Poseidon. The last time the U.S. tested nuclear weapons was in 1992. The candidates in New York City's mayoral campaign are making their last appeals.
New Yorkers say they've just about had it with hearing from candidates who have been campaigning this week in a last-ditch effort to pick up support from undecided voters.
Emails asking for donations. They come knocking your door.
Two recently released polls show Mamdani continues to lead the pack, with Cuomo lagging by 10 percentage points and Curtis Sliwa maintaining support in the teens. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Millions of low-income Americans set to feel the pain of the government shutdown, which has hit day 31. If it isn't resolved, food stamp benefits will expire tomorrow for roughly 42 million people in the U.S. While arresting a teenager who had a warrant, police in Washington found a gun hidden in a toilet.
The 15-year-old boy had a warrant for multiple charges. When police searched his home, they found a gun hidden in a toilet. The gun also didn't have a serial number, making it a ghost gun. I'm Brad Ford.
Several people were injured after a JetBlue flight experienced a sudden drop in altitude. The airline says a flight from Cancun to Newark was diverted to Tampa yesterday, where the aircraft landed safely. The FAA says the drop in altitude was likely due to a flight control issue. A Detroit cop is going viral for making a virtual court appearance without pants. Judge Sean Perkins was taken aback during the hearing.
Officer Jackson, badge number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. You got some pants on, officer?
Officer Matthew Jackson quickly adjusted his camera shot so he was only seen from the waist up. The Detroit Police Department has since put out a memo reminding officers of proper attire for court, even if the appearance is virtual. The hearing earlier in the week involved a plea deal for a woman accused of drag racing and disorderly conduct.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Did you miss me?
Ghostface is back to make audiences scream. It's the first trailer for Scream 7. It's out now and gives fans their first look at the return of Neve Campbell as Sidney Prescott. Campbell is returning to the franchise after sitting the last film out due to a salary dispute. The film will also see the returns of original cast members David Arquette, Matthew Lillard, and Scott Foley. Scream 7 hits theaters on February 27th. Netflix is out with a second trailer for the final season of Stranger Things. Latest look at the show's fifth season sees the villain Vecna trying to invade the real world. Among the new faces for the final season will be Terminator star Linda Hamilton. The first four episodes of Stranger Things 5 hits Netflix on November 26th, followed by the next three on Christmas, and the series finale will premiere both on Netflix and in movie theaters on New Year's Eve. Surveys show that one in four Americans say they have lived in a haunted house. 23% say they currently have a resident ghost, and it's all good unless you're trying to sell.
Many people report lingering energy after death, cold spots, unexplained noises, even pets acting strangely. If you're selling, paranormal activity does not legally have to be revealed, but in most states, death does. NerdWallet says a ghost in the house can lower its value up to 25%. I'm Bree Tennis.
I know he died. 6'7". I just bit right on the highway.
Dictionary.com naming a viral slang term as its word of the year. It chose 6'7 as the word of the year for 2025. The term doesn't have a clear meaning, but some have taken it to mean so-so, maybe this or maybe that. Dictionary.com describes it as a brain rot slang that is purposely nonsensical and all about being in on the absurdity. The origin of the term is also unclear, with some saying it originated with the rapper Skrilla's 2024 song, Doot Doot 6'7".
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was the Bruins over the Sabres 4-3 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in action tomorrow afternoon with the Carolina Hurricanes at 1 p.m. Celtics are in Philly with the 76ers tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Varying amounts of clouds and sunshine today. Drier but gusty. High temperatures topping out mid and upper 50s, but winds this afternoon gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour. Gusty winds will continue for trick-or-treaters this evening. Partly cloudy skies, but staying dry. Temps in the 40s. Sunshine windy on Saturday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
And just a reminder, daylight saving time ends this weekend as we set our clocks back an hour before bed tomorrow night and try to get an extra hour of sleep. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams, and I want to share with you the role that diabetes has had in my family. I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to Vectix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
All right, welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich, Massachusetts. It is a spooky Halloween morning, and we were here last night for Phantoms and Folklore. We had a great time, and now our Fun Friday question, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, is what is your favorite, what is your best Halloween costume? So what's the best Halloween costume you ever had? We'll take some more calls on that, but right now, it is time for our daily look at all things pop culture. I can start the music for it, but then I'm going to have to turn it off because I can't fade it down. So let's get into our pop culture report.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Legendary CBS newsman Dan Rather is celebrating his 94th birthday today. Actor Brian Doyle Murray is 80. Days of Our Lives star Deirdre Hall turns 78. Former Today Show anchor Jane Pauley is 75. Michael J. Anderson, best known as the Man from Another Place on Twin Peaks, is 72. Peter Jackson, director of the Lord of the Rings movies, is 64, as is U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr. SNL alum Rob Schneider and actor Dermot Mulroney are both turning 62. Massachusetts native and actor Mike O'Malley is 59. Some of you still remember him from hosting game shows on Nickelodeon. Vanilla Ice is turning 58. Wow, 58. Vanilla Ice. And actress Piper Perabo is celebrating her 48th birthday today. On this date in 1986, Roger Waters went to the High Court to try and stop David Gilmour and Nick Mason from using the name Pink Floyd for future touring and recording. Spoiler alert, it didn't go his way. Oh, why is that? Why'd that happen? I didn't press that. Anyway, October 31st, 1989, I guess it's the ghost in here, MTV aired the first episode of its long-running concert series Unplugged with a stripped-down performance by Squeeze. Encouraging guests to play an acoustic set of hits and covers, the show has propelled countless artists to greater levels of fame, while many acts, including Nirvana, Eric Clapton, Mariah Carey, Tony Bennett, and 10,000 Maniacs, found phenomenal success by releasing their sessions as live albums. October 31st, 1990, during a gig in Seattle, Washington, Billy Idol dumped 600 dead fish in Faith No More's dressing room. They responded by walking on stage naked during Idol's set. In 1991, Are You Afraid of the Dark premiered on Nickelodeon, right? Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. And that's where I actually got the name for that internet radio show I used to do, the Midnight Society. 31st of October, 1993, Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea was at the scene of actor River Phoenix's fatal collapse in Los Angeles. On this date in 1994, two national parks were established, Joshua Tree National Park in California, covering 1,235 square miles and known for its unique Joshua trees, desert landscapes, and rock formations, and Death Valley National Park in California and Nevada, covering 5,269 square miles and known for its extreme heat, salt flats, and the lowest point in North America, the Badwater Basin. October 31st, 1995, James Brown was arrested in Aiken, South Carolina for assaulting his 47-year-old wife, Adrienne, who said that her husband had hit her with a mirror. Adrienne died in January of 1996, and the assault charges against James were dropped. In 1996, Slash announced his departure from Guns N' Roses. While he returned to his post exactly two decades later, the legendary guitarist stayed busy during his hiatus, co-founding the supergroup Velvet Revolver and releasing several solo albums. And on October 31st, 2005, the white suit worn by John Lennon on the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album sold for $118,000 at an auction in Las Vegas. At an Austin Princess hearse driven by the late star in the documentary Imagine, sold for $150,000. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of the items went to Amnesty International. That's the Gen X Files for October 31st, 2025. Brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where today, this morning, when you go over there, you can be like a kid again on Halloween and try the cereal milk French toast. All right. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. App chat is available for you on the WBSM app. Can't use the open line voicemail feature here. Again, not that any of you actually use it, but we can take your phone calls. That's the easiest way to communicate. We're asking what people's favorite Halloween costume was. That's the Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs, which is back open. So you can stop over there today, D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And our own Halloween expert, Halloween parade co-chair, leader extraordinaire, the guy who I ask every year what his Halloween costume is going to be, Counselor at Large Ian Abreu, said that his favorite costume was when he went as Oglethorpe one year from Slapshot. He said he had the afro and everything. I believe my uncle and some of his, I forget if it was his brothers or his friends, but they went as the Hanson brothers one year. So let's see if we got some other answers on our Facebook page here, on the WBSM Facebook page. Let's see. Nothing yet. So you can answer that on our Facebook page, and I'd be happy to bring it to the air, or you can put it on our app chat, or you can call in 508-996-0500. I got another break in here that I got to get in. Let me do that. We will be back in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from the Fessenden House of the Daniel Webster Inn. Happy Halloween to everybody. Happy Fun Friday. Brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And it's also, as I said, we've been talking about this morning, a weekend where people are concerned if the SNAP benefits are going to get paid out, if people are going to be able to afford food. And so as we've been talking about, there's a number of different drives that are going on to try and help with people who might be food insecure. And our friends over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, they are now conducting a food drive. So you can help the team at Stevie's Wine and Spirits provide meals and necessities for those struggling this season. They're now accepting non-perishables, canned goods, toiletries, and, very important, pet food. Because a lot of, especially when people are up against it financially, and when they're trying to stretch every dime they have, what they'll do is they'll get food for themselves, and maybe the pets, they don't get as much. They don't get food. That actually happened to my dog that I rescued because she was owned by an elderly woman who got sick and didn't have as much money. Her medicines were costing her a lot of money, and she had to choose between taking care of herself and being able to feed the dog. And so the dog was emaciated when we got her, and she never got over it. She was always weird about food for the rest of her life. So we want to make sure pets don't get that way either. So just as much as the people need things, so do the pets. And all the supplies that are gathered up at Stevie's Wine and Spirits will be donated to the Fairhaven Council on Aging and other local food banks. So you can stop by Stevie's 115 Huddleston Avenue and make a donation. Of course, you know you can try anything there that has a purple dot. You can try before you buy. And, of course, they've got all of their great Halloween stuff as well. They have all of the spooky vodkas, the spooky tequilas coming in skeletons and ghosts and the Harridan Paranormal Reserve, all this great stuff for you to be able to get your spooky Halloween fix at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Check them out and stop by and help the people, help them drop off a little something that might go a long way toward helping a family. All right, I do have one more break I got to get in here. I know we've got a lot. It's the end of the month, so they're trying to squeeze everything in. So we'll take that break, and then we'll be back in just a few moments. All right, that's going to do it for this hour. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500, app chat, and, well, I can't do the open line voicemails, but app chat on the WBSM app.